evening night travelers, insomniacs, songwriters, musicians, and those of you currently arguing with your own creator process. This is station KGOD, K-God, the station that makes it. Broadcasting tonight from somewhere between a recording studio and a philosophical emergency. Tonight's question: how many songs can hide inside one song? I've been conducting an experiment. Nothing dangerous. Nobody was harmed. No permits were required. At least not yet. The subject of the experiment. Simple enough.
One lyric.
One melody.
One title.
Nothing unusual.
Then we started
changing the bands and
things got weird.
First we handed the song to a folk singer. Suddenly it sounded like wisdom. Like somebody sitting on a porch remembering 50 years of mistakes and somehow being grateful for every one of them. Same song. Became a story. Lost love.
Dusty highway.
Three ex-spouses.
Three ex-spouses.
A pickup truck with mysterious electrical problems. Same song.
Same song.
Different universe. Yeah, yeah. Then came the gospel version. Suddenly nobody seemed entirely certain whether we were talking about romance or reincarnation. The song acquired a soul, possibly a second-hand one. At this point our research staff became concerned, mostly because we don't actually have a research staff. But if we did, they would have been concerned. Psychedelic version was especially troubling. The song appeared to leave the room entirely. Several listeners reported visiting alternate timelines.
Wow.
One reported becoming a lampshade. We have not independently verified these claims.
Strange thing was this.
The words never changed.
Not one word.
The melody remained almost identical. Yet every version felt like an entirely different experience.
Which led us
to a disturbing possibility. Maybe songs are not objects.
Maybe songs
are possibilities. Maybe the lyric is merely the blueprint. Maybe the arrangement is what decides which universe arrives. Tonight's program brought to you by Why Settle for a Brand New Soul? Our souls come pre-aged, pre-tested and already contain useful mistakes. So perhaps the lesson is simple. Don't give up on a song too quickly. Sometimes a song isn't broken. Sometimes it's simply wearing the wrong clothes. A different singer. A different band, a different groove, a different mood, and suddenly a door opens. Perhaps human beings work the same way. The soul remains, the costume changes, the scenery changes, the story changes. And from one lifetime to another, the music keeps playing and the beat goes on. This is station KGOD, K-God, the station that makes it good night, everybody.